Good morning, everyone. For those who don't know you know me, my name is Ali. I used to be a member of CABC. My husband was a pastor here for 6 years, and this place is very close to my heart. So thank you for having me here this morning to talk about meditation and solitude. Let's pray before I get into the sermon. Dear Lord, I thank you so much that you are giving us this opportunity to come away from everything that's going on in our lives at the moment and meditate on your word, meditate on your truth. Lord, I pray that you will speak through me today as we look at the spiritual discipline of meditation and solitude, and that you would help us to really apply these learnings to our lives this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Yep, that would make sense. All right. The sun peeks through your curtains. You hear snoring. The alarm beeps. A baby cries. A dog barks. You're awake. You roll over, grab your phone. Scroll through messages, TikTok, Insta, Facebook, Snapchat, images, words, sounds. You feel connected, yet disconnected. Your mind floods with today's to-do list. You clean your teeth, grab an up-and-go from the fridge, zoom out the door, set up your Spotify playlist for the one-hour trip. Your day is spent in meetings or lectures or in front of a screen. Your boss brings up a problem. Your brain is buzzing. Stress rises. You work overtime. You forget to eat. You fall in the door at 8 p.m., watch some TV, eat some snacks, doze on the couch. What a day. You're so done. And what did the day feel like? Well, to be honest, just a bunch of noise and sound. You don't really feel fulfilled right now, just overstimulated, overworked. Sound familiar? Life is noisy and chaotic at times. We gallop through the day without a rest stop. We don't pick up the Bible much, maybe not at all. We're pulled away from God every minute. The world tells us to do this, do that, do better, be better, give 100%. Follow your dreams, think big, set goals, do more, be more. We're digital natives, surrounded by noise, instant gratification. But it can feel empty until we come home to Jesus and find purpose and meaning again. Can you relate? Being a Christian is kind of like living on an island. We are safe and secure on the island, but the tides approach us daily. We're surrounded by competing ways of living, other ways of thinking. The water threatens to overtake our island at times, and we're scared sometimes. But God calls us to return to his safety. We're protected on his island, in his kingdom. But sometimes we keep our eyes so fixed on what the tide is doing that we forget to come back to our Maker, the one who is faithful and trustworthy and sovereign. We allow the noise of the world to drown out God's gentle whispers, and we drift. In today's message, we're looking at a spiritual discipline that can keep us grounded on the island of faith. A discipline that can stop us from drifting. A discipline that is challenging, yet one of the most important aspects of our faith. It's the discipline of meditation and solitude. And we're looking at a passage which shows just how great it is when we meditate on God in all his beauty. Psalm 119 includes statements like, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. The writer of this psalm says reading the Bible makes him happy. When he reads it, he feels joy, he feels satisfaction. He finds answers. Is this how you feel when you read God's word? Or is it yet another Christian box you need to tick? I grew up in the church with lots of reminders to read my Bible. I went to church every week, and my parents always said to have a daily quiet time. I'd memorise passage, which I had to repeat in Sunday school and sometimes in front of the whole church. And I didn't like the repetition so much at the time, but the verses that I learnt kept coming back to me. Like when I was nervous about giving a speech at school, I would think of the verse, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Or the time I was lost in the middle of the bush and I recalled this verse, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you." Learning the Bible means we can take God's truth wherever we go. When we spend time meditating on the Bible and seeking the Holy Spirit, we are better equipped for life's daily spiritual battles. The Word gives us weapons of spiritual warfare in the battle of life. We counteract darkness with light when we know our Bible and meditate on it. The Word connects us with God. The Word is God speaking to us. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. God is all the writer of this psalm wants. God revives him. God gives him life. God preserves his life. God gives him understanding. The psalmist is talking about continual meditation on God's word. He receives wisdom from God himself when he reads the Bible. Like honey, God's instructions are life-giving and keep him from walking away from him. And verse 105 explains how he needs a lamp to light his way because of the darkness that threatens his path. Traps are set to snare him, but the light of God's word will help him see snares and avoid them altogether. I remember reading about the rescue of a Thai youth football team who had been trapped inside a cave for 17 days back in 2018. Without torches and other portable lights, the rescue of the 12-member team and their assistant coach wouldn't have been possible. Without the light of God's word, our rescue would not be possible. As Christians, we are at risk. We are in danger of being pulled along by the world. We make idols out of work. We make idols out of study. We make idols out of relationships. We make idols out of what people think of us, what people are saying about us. But when we meditate on God in quietness, we return to the path that he has for us. We surrender our fear and receive his peace. We receive God's guidance and ask him for help to stay close to him in faith. When we receive instructions and obey God, it's like honey. It satisfies like nothing else. The word is our guide and our source of life. Yet so often we don't find time for it. Our determination to please God should be greater than anything. And one of the best ways to build our faith is to practice the spiritual discipline of meditation and solitude with the Word as our guide. Here's a quote for you. "I have discovered that all the unhappiness of men arises from one single fact. This is from philosopher Blaise Pascal. In that they cannot stay quietly in their own chamber. So most extroverts would disagree with Blaise. Joy in quiet meditation? Joy in solitude? You've got to be kidding me. Especially when you look back on lockdown. Lockdown showed which people like solo time and which people craved social time. Maybe for you it was a bit of both. Meditating quietly at home is not everyone's cup of herbal tea. Some people thrive more when they're around other Christians. They like worshipping together or taking part in tradition and rituals. Others like the thrill of activism, loving God through fighting for a cause. Maybe you feel close to God when you're caring for others, or you love discovering a new theological truth. But for many people, simple acts of worship do it for them. They like quiet, peace, solitude, time in nature, communing with God, lighting a candle and inviting God into your space. These are the moments of true intimacy with God. But we constantly crave distractions, noise, movement, entertainment. We might think we're just avoiding boredom, keeping busy. But I think we keep busy because sometimes we're afraid of being alone. But the more we avoid silence and the chance to meditate on God's word, the less we hear from God. Solitude forces us to face our lives head on. It can be confronting. Yet without time alone with God, the parts of our lives that need the most work remain unseen and neglected. God wants us to be with other Christians regularly, but he also wants us to spend time in quiet meditation on him and his word. So what is Christian solitude exactly? It's when we consciously pull away from everything else in our lives. We withdraw from people. Not because we're seeking to avoid them, but because we're giving our full attention to God. There are mentions of solitude throughout the Bible, from Jacob to Elijah, Moses through to Paul. Many biblical figures practice solitude. The Gospels often mention how Jesus went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And in Luke 6:12, he went out to a mountainside to pray and spend the night praying to God. Throughout his life, Moses would set himself apart to be alone with God, often for long periods of time. In Deuteronomy 9:18, Moses reminds the Israelites that he practiced solitude and fasting before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights on their behalf. I know I look at this and think, 40 days? I struggle to spend 40 minutes with God sometimes, let alone 40 days. Even though the Bible has many examples of solitude, it's hard to know what that should look like in our everyday lives. So let's start by defining it. Solitude is withdrawing from social engagement intentionally. And Christian meditation is a type of reflection which is usually done alone. Unlike Eastern meditation, which is about detaching from the world, Christian meditation is about attaching to God. Rather than emptying your mind, it connects you with God and his voice through the word. It can include personal writing, journaling. It can mean listening to worship music. It can include meditation on scripture. It can look like statements which remind you who you are in Christ. It's a chance to reconnect with your faith. We all like company sometimes, but relationships can get overwhelming. When we can be alone, even for a short time, we remember our identity. We come back to who we are as individuals, sons and daughters of God. I don't know if you can relate, but when I go away on holiday somewhere quiet and peaceful, I sleep better than ever. Maybe not the parents in the room, but when I'm away, I sleep better than ever because when we're on holidays, there are usually no demands on us. We come away from the buzz of Sydney traffic. We breathe in fresh air. We might switch off our phones, reduce our tech consumption. In solitude, you find the space for reflection. You give yourself the chance to hear the still, small voice of God and seek his will. Noise takes us away from insight. Quietness amplifies insight. I'll read that again. Noise takes us away from insight. Quietness amplifies insight. Especially when we bring God's word into that quiet time. Okay, so I've talked about why we need solitude and meditation. Now I want us to get really practical. I'm going to throw a whole lot of ideas at you for how to make solitude and Christian meditation a part of your routine. By the way, we have a Slido set up, CABC. If you have any questions about this talk, just as a reminder, and we can answer them at the end. So yeah, if you're like me, you'd be happy to practice this stuff daily. I'm a bit of a meditation person, but others might want to incorporate the practice once a week. But first, let's look at some ideas for your meditation time, and then we'll look at how to make it happen. So some practical ideas. The first one, use guided prayers for your meditation time. I found a really good book called Christ-Centered Mindfulness by Aussie author Catherine Thompson, and it's got some really good argument for mindfulness and meditation from a Christian point of view, and some great prayers at the back as well that you can use in your own quiet time. Secondly, I think just start with 5 minutes a day. Create an easy habit first and then extend the time bit by bit down the track if you wish. Remember, as Nathan said last week, we don't have to practice spiritual disciplines. We get to. This is not a test. It's for your benefit. Three, you could play gentle music while you meditate. You could dim all overhead lights and light a candle. Or even better, string up some fairy lights to create a gentle atmosphere. You could choose verses to memorize throughout the week. You could choose a Bible passage and repeat it several times to allow its truth to sink in. You could study it more deeply. Look at commentaries. Really dig down into that verse or that passage. Why not learn something new and then share what you learn with others? And they could do the same for you. Once you've studied the passage, really spend some time thinking about it. What's God saying in this passage? What message does he have for you? How will you respond? Make it really practical. You can also use and remember any number of Christian affirmations, such as, God loves me unconditionally. I will not live in fear. I trust God completely. God meets all my needs. I pursue peace with God, myself, and others. I live in the present and enjoy each moment. I put God first in my life. You could also give your meditation a theme. Maybe you're struggling with temptation, or you're finding it hard to trust God for the future. Maybe you're going through depression. You could be idolizing a non-Christian relationship. Or dealing with perfectionism. And you need to bring that issue before God. Do some research on the area you're struggling with and pretend that you're sharing this research with a friend that you love. Bring your notes to your quiet time and offer your learnings to yourself as a gift. And ask God to guide your time together. So let's get even more practical about how we're going to make this meditation routine happen. So firstly, choose a space for your meditation. It can be anywhere. It could be a walk-in wardrobe, a sunroom, a special rock out in the bush that's near your house, a favourite beach, a park bench, in bed before you reach for your phone, in a corner of the library. Just make this your regular space for time with God, maybe once a week. Then plan for your meditation. Book in a time with God just as you would a close friend. Mark it in the calendar. Set reminders. Don't make excuses. Block out time and prioritize it. It can be 10 minutes or 10 hours if you're really wanting to come away from the world and deeply meditate. And finally, tell others you are committing to this practice and ask them to keep you accountable. Ask for weekly reminders from a friend if that will help you. Meditation is a solo sport, but it does involve the Holy Spirit. Left to our own thoughts, we tend to drift off. But when we invite the Holy Spirit in, he guides our thoughts. When the noise all around me calls to me, I can choose. I can choose to shift my mind to God through stillness. I can choose to renew my mind through reading his word, speaking out his word, writing his purposes for my life. When I meditate, I feel brand new. The Holy Spirit renews me. When we're alone, we realize God is right there with us, and we start to address the things going on in our lives. We find what's truly important. Solitude brings peace. It allows us to decompress, to take stress from our day. Intentional solitude connects us with God, which, as a Christian, is our goal. So may you continue to lean into the practice of meditation and solitude in your everyday life. I'll be praying for you as you add these plans to your calendar over the coming week. So to finish today, I'd like to share a Christian prayer that I sometimes use in my own meditation practice. Maybe you can use it in your next session with God at home, or even write your own prayer. So let's close our eyes and begin. Lord, quiet my heart and still my soul as I wait on you during these moments alone. You are a holy and majestic God, one who deserves great praise and glory. All of creation testifies to your awesome and unique works. There is no one like you, no other God worthy of honor. I want to focus on you, Lord, and shut out all the distractions of the world. For these next few moments, it's just you and me, God. You are our King, but you are a God who knows us so intimately, our Father. I like to imagine you literally sitting here beside me because of your promise that you are Emmanuel, always with us. As I think about the truths in your word, may the meditation of my heart be sweet and honoring to you. I'm not trying to clear out my mind. I simply want to empty me of self and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I long for your presence, Lord. Narrow my thoughts to include only those things that are honorable, truthful, beautiful, pure, and praiseworthy. I ask for your wisdom to apply these truths to my life. Morning, noon, and night, literally all through the day. I need you and love you, Lord, and I ask you to speak through your word and in these quiet moments together. Whisper into my heart whatever I need the most. But most of all, just receive my praise as I focus my thoughts only on you. I'm listening and anticipating as I read and meditate on your beautiful word right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.